The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past and over o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Michael and Junior Mark Davila.
It's Christmas time.
Yes, the most expensive holiday of the year.
Unlike Mark, I love Christmas. Mostly out of nostalgia, but I like it.
I mean, Christmas is fine when you're a kid and all you do is get shit. But when you're an adult, all you do is give shit.
I don't care about the giving and the getting or the shitting and the...
what?
Shedding. I like Christmas. I like the music.
The music.
I like the...
fucking holiday music.
I love holiday music. Even the religious ones.
I put up my tree, and I put on the lights,
yep.
And we go caroling with hot chocolate and hot cider.
I don't do that.
And,
Hey, listen.
Everyone can shut the fuck up.
Well, my kids are in for a real treat if I ever have any, because...
Because they'll exist.
Well, yeah, that too, but they'll have a father who likes Christmas, so it'll be exciting.
Hey, listen, I have a kid, and I gotta do all that shit.
Yeah, but you're not putting your all into it, because you hate Christmas.
Well, I buy him presents, I put up the tree.
It's more than just that.
What, celebrating Jesus, the birth of Jesus?
No,
is that it?
I celebrate secular Christmas, Mark. I don't. My Christmas has zero zilch to do with religion.
What do you celebrate?
I just said secular Christmas.
No, I mean, but how? Like, what do you...
Well, it's about family, and, you know...
What do you do with your family?
Eat dinner, you give gifts.
You just said it had nothing...
You make out a little bit.
Yeah, but you do that anyway.
Whatever, Mark. You don't be a fucking Scrooge. Christmas is nice.
Fine, I'll make out with your family this year.
In my
happy?
Opinion, Jesus gets in the way of all the Christmas cheer.
We should just call it Mass. Let's take the Christ out of Christmas.
Mm.
From now on, it's not Christmas anymore. It's Mass.
I still call it Christmas. I don't care.
Nope, Mass.
It's funny, because they get angry because we say Happy Holidays or Xmas, which is still... X stands for the cross, so it doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's... I mean, X is like, you know, Christ.
But
know,
I celebrate Christmas without it, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, they are angry, but because they just want excuses to be angry.
Whatever. It's your fucking personal choice, dude.
I know. They can go fuck themselves.
That's what Mark always says.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't like their personal choices, but I'm not on their ass about
so
it.
So Mark is a Scrooge. Fuck him. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Anyhow, today's first installment of the Christmas specials is an old one from the 70s, and it's called "Twas the Night Before Christmas," otherwise known as the Mouse Cartoon.
Which you go on about. You've been talking about this fucking thing for years.
Because there's a family who lives in a house, and the father's friends with the fucking mouse. Now, wouldn't you like, hey, I shouldn't have mice in my house because they spread disease. Let's get rid of them. Nope, we're friends.
Well,
we chat about things.
The thing is, when the family of mice in your home is like the mouse version of your family.
Which they are.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of kinship. Like, there's the mother mouse and the father mouse and the kid mice. You know, they're the exact, you know, the exact same proportions, you know, of your family.
So anyways, here it is, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
It is an odd coincidence.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house...
This shit's free, right? So they can just use this?
I don't know.
It must be.
It's pretty old.
I mean, that's the thing. It's so old, it's just free.
In the hopes that
they don't have to pay for
shit. Soon be there.
Because no one owns this, right?
The children,
you think about the cartoon or this poem?
The poem.
Oh, the poem. I was thinking the cartoon.
No, not the cartoon. Well, I mean, maybe the cartoon.
It's pretty old.
But I'm talking about the poem.
And Mama
anyone could just use it.
And I in my cap.
It's not clear what year this thing takes place. Doesn't seem to be modern times.
Probably not. Nap.
If only I could sleep.
The father looks like he's part of the royal family. The giant overbite and the ears flapping around.
This is the mouse reading the same story.
Not even a mouse. Well, I'm stirring. If only I could sleep. If only I knew. We got trouble, the boss and me. Big trouble. I mean, how would you feel if it was only 3 minutes to Christmas and you didn't know whether... As we say when approaching a tall piece of cheddar, better start from the top.
So who's the boss? A human?
I think so.
Why is a human his boss?
Well, he lives there for free with no rent.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, they deliver mail together.
Yeah, he's not delivering. He works. He has to do his fucking job. Hey, he delivers mail to the mice.
Buck. It's for Santa. So is this.
And this.
And this.
I spilled that ink. These are the letters we wrote to Santa.
The letters we wrote to Santa? Returned?
Maybe because Santa doesn't exist?
Or you didn't put enough fucking stamps on there.
What does that mean, Father?
That Santa doesn't want our letters.
But why?
I don't know, Sarah.
He
I don't
hates
know.
You. You're all weird looking.
Maybe because I'm a gay man and I'm married.
Over town, as boys
why
and
are you gay? What's going on?
He sounds gay to me.
No
really?
One knew what it meant.
Yeah.
But we knew one thing for sure. We were going to do everything.
You people think everyone's gay, though.
What people?
You people.
Came out in MCMLXXIV.
Shit. I need to really think about it.
I think it's like 70 something.
IV, man.
I've looked it up before.
Yeah. I mean, I know Roman numerals, but just to do it offhand, I need to, like, you know, look at it and think about it.
I remember watching this as a kid and loving it.
Oh, I know. You love it today.
It's starring John McGiver. It's weird. He's in a Christmas movie.
George Gobble. He should be part of some kind of Thanksgiving holiday.
He plays Father Mouse. He's making that mouse clean his clock.
I'm gonna fucking clean your clock, dude.
What would you think of me if my best friend was a fucking mouse who wears clothes?
Like, you're just an insane person. You grab the rat and you dressed him up, and you just leave him on your shoulder and shit. You just walk around town.
I take him on my mail route with me. No, he's got to deliver to all the other mice in town. Okay.
I would lock your ass up.
The customers are getting a little freaked out, whatever your name is.
Yeah, you dressed up a mouse as a mailman, and he just goes along with you on your route? Like, yes, yep, yeah, that's what I do. Okay. People are outside picketing something. What the fuck do I have to do with Santa Claus? Why are you going to me? I'm the fucking mayor.
You know,
I'm the mayor of
falls
Santa.
On the top. Shit rolls up, they say.
Actually, they don't. Shit rolls downhill. If it doesn't roll up.
Am I coming through?
The equipment is in working order.
Oh, well, listen. We want to know, what's the matter with Santa?
You'll have to be more specific, sir.
Why is he so fat?
Specific. How about these letters that all came back? Not even opened.
You did say Junctionville, sir.
Yes, Junctionville.
That explains it, sir. Santa didn't like that letter in the Junctionville register, sir. Not one bit.
Letter? What letter? Who wrote it?
I wish I knew. It was signed Oliver.
Hello.
Hung up on his ass.
This reserves the North Pole sucks.
Junctionville register. In the cellar.
A citizen to see you, Mr. Mayor.
Citizen? They're not allowed in here. This is public property.
This one says he has an answer to our problem.
Then show him in. Show him in!
Mr. Joshua Trump.
Wait, he's not allowed because it's public property? Doesn't that mean everyone's allowed?
I think we all know
what
the
problem is. Is it some kind of joke or just a fuck-up?
We have concluded that for reasons unknown, Mr. Claus, Santa that is, has taken an unconscionable attitude of hostile retaliation toward... he's mad at us.
That's just what I think, too, and I want to make him happy again.
Is this whole time crazy and does Santa Claus really exist?
Very handsome, Mr. Tundle.
I think in this world he exists.
How will a clock make him happy?
I'm going to hit him over the head with it.
It's not an ordinary clock. At exactly midnight on Christmas Eve, when Santa is flying overhead...
Wait, is that midnight?
You'll hear this.
Christmas or Christmas Eve? Because I'm confused.
Wait a minute. If it's midnight on Christmas Eve...
Yeah.
Wait, that's Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why when you want to do something at midnight, you say 11:59.
I know, it gets confusing sometimes. Like, wait a minute.
Of course.
Saturday night at midnight?
Small model.
That means
Friday?
It's like. Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. Is it Friday or Saturday?
Because
technically, Friday night at midnight, it is the next. It's Saturday.
Because you show both days, right?
And don't say no, McDevitt.
Wasting a lot of my time.
Carry it. You may build your clock, Mr. Trundle, and may the enchanting tones of its melody soar to the pinnacle of the.
Is this in the budget, Mr. Mayor? Because I don't think it is.
We built a new Big Ben. for Santa Claus? Because he's mad at us?
I found it! I found it! Dear editor, Santa Claus is a fraudulent myth rooted in
our
unconscious fantasies and emerging as a deceitful lie.
P.S. The reindeer are phony too.
Signed, all of us.
No wonder Santa's angry.
Who knew Santa was such a fucking asshole?
Like that? Very sensitive, that guy.
It sounds like the mayor.
Long words. Long words.
Wait a minute.
Long words.
There's only one boy in town who knows long words. Everyone else
Albert,
is a dumb piece of shit.
Yes, Father.
There's something we've got
to talk
about.
That's our nerdy son that's talking.
I said, yes, Father.
Yes, Father, what?
I wrote the letter. My friends and I, that is. All of us.
You didn't, Albert.
Dear editor, Santa
I
Claus
ruined Christmas, that's right. That fat fucker's giving me shit.
Enough.
Write another one, right away. Apologize.
No, Mother. Fuck you.
Why not?
Because Santa's easily that swayed like that. I'm sure
know.
The letter like, the,
I
forgive you.
Yes, man, I was totally, I was kidding. Me and my friends got drunk, okay? I know you're real. I'm really super sorry.
Here's our first example of how you ruined everyone's Christmas with your opinions.
Or, how about this? How about you assholes get fucking jobs and buy your own goddamn presents, huh? How about that?
I said to you, Mark. You ruined everyone's Christmas with your attitude.
No, because I go out and fucking buy shit.
Is that what it's all about to you, Mark?
I keep the economy going.
Is that all it is?
Unlike these people.
All Christmas is to you is buying gifts.
The economy is at a fucking standstill because they don't buy shit. They're hoping some dude's gonna give them free stuff. Only if.
Not my parents. They always tell me that they had to pay Santa for them. Like, they just paid for the stuff. Like,
whoa. Yeah, listen, okay. I give Santa the money. So just so you know, I'm responsible for this shit, okay?
Well, they had to. Otherwise, I'd ask for, like, outrageous things that they couldn't afford.
A lap dance from Dolly Parton.
That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a little rich. I don't know.
Because really, like, if, so this mystical guy, he can bring anything I want, right? Well, don't get so crazy.
Well, wait a minute. Threesome. Like a Dolly Parton, Lonnie Anderson, in the 80s.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Wouldn't that be hot? Come together like this.
What's the matter with you? You want to wake everyone up?
That's pretty neat. Does it work on the gear and pinion principle, or an AC synchronous motor?
Well, no, you shut the fuck up.
Now, is there a Santa Claus mouse, or is he gives, or does Santa Claus human give to mouses too? Mice too.
Yeah, it's mice. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. You know what? I think it's just a human Santa, which is kind of bullshit, because if we have, like, the equivalent of human and mice thing going on, there really should be a Santa mouse.
And do other animals talk and wear clothes too, or...
I know, why just the mice? Is there like a dog family somewhere?
Really, they're giving this guy all kinds of props? He didn't even do anything yet.
For having an idea. And you know the crazy thing is, why does the father and the wife look like brother and sister? They look the same.
This is the 1800s.
I told you they look like the royal family. They're all inbred.
If you will start your magnificent clock and its song...
And the mayor sounds like, who is that, John Cleese?
Yeah.
Is that him? I didn't see his name in the credits, but it sounds just like him. Sounds like shit. I can't build a clock.
It's not gonna work at all. The gears are flying out.
Well, what the fuck do you want? You're gonna build a giant fucking clock... In like a day? Yeah, do you have to cut some corners?
After the clock went kerplooey, life changed for Mr. Trundle. No one trusted him anymore.
Yeah, fuck that dude. Can't build a giant clock.
Please, come back.
Think I'm gonna trust him with
how many clock repairmen are in town?
Really, I am.
And plus, how many clocks do you have that are just fucking up? That I need a clock repairman?
I'm Joshua.
And he's like
Trundle.
Super busy.
I've come to fix the clock.
What seems to be the trouble?
This joker wants to get in. Says he came to fix the clock.
Is that what he says? Well, let me tell you something.
You can go fuck yourself.
Of all the incompetent, insolent purveyors of chicanery
that makes one fucking mistake.
Oh heck, go home.
Listen, we were counting on that asshole, man. He said he was gonna fix this. It was his rat that fucked up Christmas.
They had it bad.
a nerd rat, thanks a lot.
Whiskers for a peanut shell or a round ripe apple seed, but meals don't fall.
There's a whole family of mice on the table. I'm kind of freaked out right now.
I know. They're underneath the table, and you'll know they're there because they're all holding candles. Like, what's that light? Yeah, a bunch of fucking rats under the table. Don't worry about it. They're my friends.
There's no one to fill them this year. Unless you believe in miracles.
Now, don't go saying that. The night's not over yet.
Don't go saying that. No one believes in miracles. We know that.
Miracles happen. This is his big song, and this is his big number, Mark.
I know, your favorite. And me.
But don't expect a miracle unless you help make it to be. So you hope, and I'll hurry. You pray. And I'll plan.
But wait, so you're still doing nothing?
Some of them.
Some of you hope and some of you pray, some of you wish.
I'll plan.
So you think really hard?
I'll do all the work here.
Yeah. So I'll... Wait. His plan is, I'll do all the work and you just fucking sit your ass around?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good, I guess. If you want to handle this, I'm going to go take a nap. All right.
What maker? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
It's like vaguely religious.
Yeah.
That doesn't go all the way religious.
So wait, I'm gonna help God? He doesn't really need help.
You hope, and I'll hurry. You pray, and I'll plan.
A lot of praying in your maker. Yeah.
Is there a difference between hoping and praying? Not really.
No.
I know people say it's separate, but they're not really.
They really hope, pray, wish. You know, just having good thoughts, it's all the same thing. They want to put different labels on it and pretend, but it's the same fucking shit. Positive thoughts, I mean, it's the same as praying. Wishful thinking.
Send us positive thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's all...
I like people who are like,
they don't want to say pray, so they'll just,
Or they'll say it all, like, send up whatever you do, whatever you believe in, send us positive thoughts, praying. Like, that's stupid.
I know, but I mean, it's all one thing.
Sure is. It should have been a big hit, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know.
It's time for bed.
What I do, I get a bunch of turkeys, and like eight, and then I get the wishbones for all of them, and I like tie them together, and that's like a mega wishbone, right? That's what I do. That's my trick. Get my wish every time.
What is it?
Crack that shit over somebody's head.
My fault. All my fault.
Yeah, I know. Remember? Nerd rat.
I know you wrote the letter, Albert. You told us so, and that was honest of you. But as you said, it was your opinion.
No, that isn't it. Something else.
What else?
Mr. Trundle's clock in the village hall.
You fucked that up, too?
What the fuck, rat?
So I climbed up into it and...
Kerplunk?
Kerplooey.
You broke the clock?
Little piece of shit.
Mother, I'm sorry. So sorry.
It's not enough to be sorry. When you've done something wrong, you have to correct the thing you did.
Oh.
No, I mean,
I've heard other things.
Yeah, I heard, pretend you didn't do it. Don't even be sorry. As long as no one knows you did it, you're good.
But son, you don't know how to fix a clock.
That's all right, Father. Copernicus knew.
We have a book. We just happen to have a mouse book about fixing clocks.
I know. Who writes these tiny books?
How long have mice been intelligent beings? Same amount as humans?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I want a little bit of a science backstory on this special.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Why is he all upset Father that the clock doesn't work? Because he doesn't Merry believe Christmas in Santa Claus to begin with.
Not very merry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So as far as he knows, that clock was for fucking nothing. Yeah, people got their letters sent back because it got sent to nowhere.
Yeah, because someone fucked up in the post office. Because usually they're supposed to keep them.
Yeah, you just keep them and you throw them out.
Mark must have been working at the post office. Like, fuck, there's no Santa. Send it back. Return to sender.
Kerplunk.
Does not exist, you stamp on it.
Yeah.
That was it.
So what's he all upset about?
He's trying to make amends right now.
He repented.
You know what?
Another religious term.
You know what I gotta get next week when I go to the store? A mouse trap.
I know.
Piece of shit. You ruined my whole fucking career.
Hey, you know what?
I'll let you live here.
Killing mice isn't even illegal. So he can, like, murder the kids. Like, hey, sorry. Have you seen my son? Killed him. Killed his ass. Yeah, what are you gonna do about it?
Nothing.
You complain, I'll fucking kill you too. Or you can get the fuck out of my house.
No song. No Santa.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, no Santa? How would you know? He doesn't even show up when you're fucking awake. You go to sleep and he drops shit over there.
Wait, did you say your father dressed up as Santa once?
Once? Oh, every year. My father used to, he has a suit. He would dress up as Santa.
And he'd deliver the gifts?
Well, what, I mean, we open up our gifts on Christmas Eve. So what he would do, we'd all go downstairs, we'd all wait in the living room, and while he got dressed, and then he'd put all our presents, you know, in the Santa Claus sack, and he'd come out and give us the presents.
But you always knew it was him?
Well, of course we knew it was him. It's my fucking dad.
But even when you were a real little kid?
Look, the costume isn't that good that I'm going to be confused as to who he is.
I'm in better costume for this
I mean, it doesn't come with a mask and everything, or some kind of holographic technology.
Can you still do it?
No, just do it still.
Get your pajamas on.
Hot cocoa. I'm in my own home on Christmas. What's everyone cheering about? He's skipping over that town, remember?
There he is. You see him off in the distance.
He's like, yeah, fuck that town.
That sucks. He's like, the next town are still getting gifts.
Yeah, everyone else is getting gifts except for this town. Because Santa's an asshole. Sensitive. Nope. Sorry, you guys pissed me off. So, don't fucking care.
I don't know if he'd really, like, change his mind that quickly.
When everything's on a fucking whim with this guy.
I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
Let's just steal, the source material, right, word for word.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying that shit's free.
That's what we should do.
The dudes who wrote this shit, they only had to write like half a fucking story. They stole the rest.
Hey, you know that poem, Night Before Christmas? Yeah. How about we have a mouse family and a human family, they're friends, and they got a safe Christmas.
Yeah, and we just kind of like write the whole thing around that poem. I mean, like half the fucking story is already written, and it's free.
And they mention a mouse, so that's the only animal we can use.
So Santa forgives them now? Is that it?
Why? He's got a boner now because they wrote him a song.
I know, they fucking sang to him, so now he forgives them? Oh, there's a black family too who looks exactly like the white family. Weird. Man, everyone's inbred around there.
And St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoop.
Prancing.
Great, my roof just collapsed.
I know. Can't support all that weight.
The insurance guy comes over.
A giant fucking sled and reindeer and some fat guy.
Why? How did that? What happened? Santa Claus.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry.
He's a drunk. His nose is all red.
He's been outside in the cold.
He's an alcoholic. That's what it is. He takes a little nip just to keep him warm.
And the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly.
I think men just are wearing nightgowns again, like in this
like a
special.
Bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump.
Yeah, I got it. He's fucking fat.
Jolly old elf.
He's a big fat
and
fuck.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
Holy shit, he looks funny. I tried not to laugh. Oh, shit.
Soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
Do you think he's offended? If he was offended because somebody said he didn't exist, wouldn't he be hurt if as soon as you see him, you start laughing because he's so weird looking?
So Santa didn't plan on giving there any gifts in this town. Who's not getting gifts now? And giving
a nod. Yeah, wait a minute.
Short?
He was flying over, planning on not giving them gifts. So where did the gifts come from that he gave them? Interesting. So
wherever his last stop is, gonna get fucked. He
drove like, I know you guys have been. You guys were totally good this year, like super good. But
you didn't write a letter to the editor saying you hated me.
Yeah, but guess what? This other town wrote me a fucking song. So they got your presents. I'm so sorry, man. Next year I'll get you. I'll get you like twice over next year, promise.
That does it.
Yeah, I mean it is kind of a classic. Nick
treated. Then there's some commercials. Yeah, it's for ABC Family.
I know we don't need that.
So that does it for our first edition.
Yeah, some kind of holiday special shit that he wants to do. Yeah. HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
So you hope, and I'll hurry. You pray, and I'll plan. We'll do what's necessary, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand. You love, and I'll labor. You sit, and I'll stand. Get help from our next door neighbor, 'cause even a miracle needs a hand.